This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. There was a time between the end of the typewriter era and the beginning of the internet era when the most powerful person on any movie or TV set was the person, usually a young person, often someone's assistant, who carried the script around on his or her computer, often the only copy, the master copy, of the multi-million dollar project. I knew a young person back then. Well, I guess I was a young person too. It just never feels that way when you're telling a story, does it? Everyone who was young then stays young in your memory except for you, and you just get grayer and slower and saggier even in your own memory. But where was I? Right. I knew a guy back then who carried around one of those old Mac Power books. Remember those? He was working for a director of a major picture, and whenever there was a discussion or a conference during pre-production, the director would wave at him and say, "Open it up!" And he'd open the document and type in the changes. Now, back then, the script writing software, with what from today's vantage point seems like tinker toy capabilities, made it almost impossible to track the changes to the script as it went through successive versions. Now, these days, each change is automatically marked by an asterisk, so anyone trying to follow the drafts only needs to zip through the script looking for asterisks. The note givers and executives and actors and everyone else giving input into a script, asking for this or that to be altered, punched up, changed, softened, sharpened, whatever, all do exactly the same thing when they get the new draft. They just flip through, looking to see if their note was taken. They don't read the whole thing. They just want to know where they rate on the clout score, I guess. Now, smart writers and directors make sure everyone gets an asterisk in every draft. I mean, you know, why look for trouble? But sometimes it's a good political move just to make enough little changes to generate a constellation of asterisks on every page. So they say, boy, they're really working hard on those revisions. And that's what you often hear, despite the fact that simply hitting the space bar and then backspace will generate a starred change, even though the line is utterly unaltered. Now, back when my friend was working for the director, there wasn't this level of sophisticated tracking. There was no order to any of it at all. The script and the changes were usually saved on the computer and then backed up to a floppy disk, which the same person would carry around. So, in effect, no matter who had the official writing credit, no matter who was truly in charge of the production, no matter how many note givers there were, the de facto most powerful person was my friend, the 23-year-old who carried around the MacBook and who knew that in all likelihood, no one was ever going to reread the whole script again. They wouldn't know how to keep score. Some wouldn't even know that a line had been changed or not until the scene was being shot, or worse, the movie was in the theaters. But as the early 1990s gave way to the late 1990s and scriptwriting software became more robust and flexible, it became easier to track and follow changes as they happened, hourly even, and to make sure that everyone, to use that awful phrase we use, was on the same page. Andy Grove, the pioneer of the semiconductor industry, the impresario of the microprocessor, who did more to change the way we all do business in the entertainment industry than almost any other person, died on March 21st. In this business, we tend to think of technology as something we use to get our stuff out there: streaming distribution, digital sound recording and photography, online editing. And it's true that Grove's Intel chips did much to make everything we do faster and more efficient, but at the very start of every project is a script. And the script is written, almost always, on a computer, running software that's written for a microprocessor, often from Intel. We are all in the technology business now, all of us. Not just the one young person with a laptop under his arm. And that's it for this week. Next week, we're big in Britain. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.